Hi, this is Diane, the acting executive director of Stray Hearts, asking you to tune in to the 2017 Stray Hearts Radiothon on Thursday, March 9th, right here on KNCE. The Radiothon is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and 100% of proceeds go directly towards caring for our animals. Last year, with your help, we were able to raise $75,000 with an exciting last-minute match, and this year we hope to do the same. We can't do it without your help, and this is a crucial fundraiser for Stray Hearts. So please, tune in to KNCE 93.5 on Thursday, March 9th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and make your pledge to support your local animal shelter.
Hi, I'm Sarah Hart from Heart and Soul in the Kitchen Sink, and just like many other KNCE DJs, I was lucky enough to adopt my best friend Nico from Stray Hearts Animal Shelter. Don't wait any longer, there's a cat or dog waiting to bring joy into your life. Visit Stray Hearts just off Salazar Road or go online at strayhearts.org or call 575-758-2981.
The next guest is an adopter, Sierra Vasquez, and this is the mic right there.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
And you adopted a dog, Willow?
Mm-hmm.
And it was at the shelter as Elisa?
Elsa. Yeah.
And so to tell us about how you came to Stray Hearts and why you adopted Willow.
Well, when I walked in, we made eye contact, and I just knew that she was the dog that I wanted. Our hearts spoke to each other, and that was it. We were going to get another dog, but then that one ended up getting adopted out before we ended up doing the paperwork, so I felt like it was a sign that we had to adopt her, me and my partner, Tanner, and she was considered feral, but like she's just very shy when we first got her and didn't really care for people too much, and so we gave her a bowl of raw elk meat on her first night home as like a welcome home treat, and I think we earned her trust from there on out, and now she's really well behaved, and we're teaching her how to sit and come and stay and do all the normal dog things, and she's really come around like a 180.
Yeah. Why did you decide to go to Stray Hearts to adopt a dog?
I don't believe in like designer dogs or breeding dogs for fun or for vanity. I think that dogs should be adopted because there's so many beautiful and wonderful animals in the shelters.
Yeah, absolutely. And how has she enriched your life? Have you learned a lot from owning Willow?
Yeah, she's a teacher. She's really spiritual and in touch with nature. And it's interesting to appreciate the same things that she appreciates, like the wind or the rain or chasing around cats in the yard and stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's an interesting point because here in Taos, we try to be in touch with nature and we try to be spiritual, you know, and we can learn a lot from the dogs in that because mm-hmm. sometimes even here where we live, hopefully a slower lifetime, we have jobs, we have things that we do, and we get caught up in it. And they never forget to enjoy the little things like mm-hmm. the wind or even chasing their tail. Mm-hmm. I mean, the little things that bring us or brings them joy, we could take a lesson from them.
And I just want to say Tanner, who's here with Sierra, was so inspired, I'll let you use the word, by everything that we do, that he actually applied. And so Tanner is now one of our kennel staff and is there working with all of our animals, as well as frequently Willow will come to hang out and play for a little bit and then not have to stay, be able to go home with them. But we're so happy and grateful that Tanner is now an employee with us.
Thank you. Willow actually loves being there, I think. And it's a good thing that she's there because people can see the dogs that are really shy, and then we have like an actual example of like how far they've come along.
Yes, when it was Elsa at the shelter, Elsa was one of those shy dogs that back of her kennel did not want to be around people or other animals, and she's just come out of her shell. She did so well at the shelter, but also under the care and love of Willow and Sierra. It's amazing when I see her now when they bring her to the shelter. She is a different dog.
Absolutely. So I've asked this question, and y'all kind of answered it, and you obviously felt enough to actually start working at the shelter. But why is it so important that people give to Stray Hearts today? Who wants to take it?
I think it's really important to give to Stray Hearts because they need the money. All the dogs need the care. Everyone's been so grateful and so generous donating so far. And the more the merrier. The more money, the more the dogs get help, the more supplies they have, and everyone just ends up being happier.
Right. And, you know, and that's the truth, because they really, truly need the money. And we've talked about this all day long. It goes to the care of the animals. There is no fat in this budget. Thank y'all so much for coming in. Thank you so much for recognizing what a gem Willow is and taking care. And I'm glad you're working at the shelter.
Stray Hearts really makes a big difference in this town, and we appreciate all your help. Thank you.
Absolutely. And the number is 1-800-516-2549. Again, 1-800-516-2549. And I'm going to take this last few minutes to just kind of talk about the people at Stray Hearts and the people who care about these animals, because, you know, we've talked about the dogs all day. We've talked about the adoptions. But, you know, I know there's people out there who maybe aren't dog or cat people, but you're people. And these dogs make differences in lives every single day. And your friends and your neighbors are volunteering at Stray Hearts. Your friends and your neighbors are crying today because they want this to happen for Stray Hearts, because they want to keep Stray Hearts open. They want to provide good homes. These are your friends. This is a community. As a community, we work together. And when one group in the community needs to be picked up, we pick them up. And now's the time to pick Stray Hearts up.